Michael Virtus, a tall beanpole of a man with a crooked nose, spotted them first. He was well known to the local cops and had a long record, including numerous weapons and assault charges. He sauntered down the front steps and stopped on the last one. The other men clustered around him, like groupies. Virtus laughed like a maniac.
"Well, what have we got here?"
"Keep an eye on the short one," Ryan said to her quietly. "He's too fidgety." Victory's pulse sped up. The short one might have been height limited, but he had a thick neck and was bulked unnaturally with muscle. She stopped and planted her feet firmly on the ground in case she needed to use the weapon. Her eyes shifted back and forth to each man.
"We just want to talk to you, Virtus."
"You're trespassing."
He shot her a cocky grin.
"Can't you pigs read the signs?"
"Tell them to get the hell out of here,"
the shortest man of the group said, as he flicked his cigarette butt over the porch railing. Ryan raised his shotgun a few inches higher as a show of force. Victory followed his lead, then took a few more steps and stopped again.
"We aren't leaving until we talk to you. We can do this the easy way, or I can have 24 cops here in an instant. You don't want that to happen, because the odds won't be in your favor. Actually, they aren't in your favor right now."
Virtus looked at her with a confused expression on his face.
"Odds? Do you want the ATF here searching the property?"
"I'm guessing not." The smug grin on his face immediately disappeared. He strutted toward them with his arms at his side. Victory raised the gun and aimed the barrel evenly at his chest.
"That's close enough."
Ryan moved to the right of her and trained his shotgun on the others.
"Tell your friends to beat it."